Well, there's no features, by the way, involving me.
Yeah, I know. We noticed.
But I'm going to... I've got my feature. I'm going to have the... feature. I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, trust you.
Yeah, I'm going to do that feature. I'm going to do the, somebody came in with a great idea which says, the feature is simply called Chris, should I have a breast enlargement operation? And what happens is they come in and I have a look and talk to them and consult whether they should actually go for the op and get the bigger boobs. I'll do that feature quite happily.
You're vetoed, I'm afraid.
Why?
Because it's offensive.
To who?
Everybody else apart from you.
It's offensive?
Yes.
Why is it offensive?
It's offensive to girls.
It's not offensive to girls. Well, Lizzie can do the male version.
There's no defence whatsoever.
Why? Then that's not sexist. She does the blokes, I do the girls.
What are me and Dave going to do then?
Some kind of todger enlargement.
It's a public service, to be fair.
Yeah.
For who?
For the people that were helping.
Yeah. Seriously, you don't realise there are thousands of girls out there now who are not happy with their bodies. Lizzie's one of them. And to be quite honest, Dave, I think that I, Chris Moyles, the saviour of Radio 1, should help them out with their problem.
But the thing is, though, that, you know, you don't have any medical training or experience, and...
It doesn't matter, because you see, when certain women feel down about themselves, who do they turn to?
Doctors.
They can talk to their female friends, but to be quite honest, it's the view of a man that they want to hear. They don't want to hear a view from a lying boyfriend or a cheating husband. They need someone that stands for truth, honesty, justice, and the UK way. Can't say the American way, it's like the start of Superman used to be. Now, how great it would be for these girls to reach out and touch me. Now, that's a feature in itself, Will. And they come in and I look at them. We talk first about the problems, and maybe they feel insecure because their breasts are so small, they're often referred to as two cherries on an ironing board.
Would you weigh them first?
No, don't be so sick. You know, some girls, they go to the office and the blokes taunt them by saying, you're so flat, the walls are jealous, and other things like that. Seriously, they get through more Kleenex than a single man in a bedsit.
Mm.
And because of this, their lives are sad.
Well, you know, I suppose you could do your best to, like, rectify the situation.
So they will come to me, their friend, their confidant, Chris Moyles, and after having a chat about what makes them upset and what would make them happy, they basically flash their boobs at us, and I say, yeah, you need bigger knockers. Think that's how it works?